Probably the most interesting sentence given out by a judge after a woman who was arrested and was in court for throwing a bowl of hot food at a Chipotle worker's face.
What is wrong with people?
So messed up.
Squid, that's not funny.
I know it's not, but I mean,
we've all been there.
Yeah.
No, we have not. I have literally
we've never thought about it though.
You've never been some like when you had like a rude customer service thing. Like,
oh yeah,
I want to drop kick them into the next.
Yes, for sure. I've thought it.
Yeah. All right, but here's the judge giving down a sentence that's not jail time, although that was on the table.
Do you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?
I'd like to walk in her shoes.
She didn't get a slap on her wrist. She's going to learn how to work in fast food, and hopefully it'll be good.
And no one deserves that. So I thought, why should the city taxpayers pay for her and feed her for 90 days in jail if I can teach her a sense of empathy?
She has been sentenced to work at Chipotle.
Wow.
Is that legal?
90 days.
Let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is so interesting because Ohio, where this happened, is a place where the judges love to do this kind of stuff. There's a judge in Ohio that back starting in about 2015, he became sort of like this viral sensation because of his creative sentencing. So he did things like he had some kids who or young adults who knocked over a porta potty. And so he sentenced them. Sorry, I have a cold. He sentenced them to scooping manure at the state fair and the town parade.
I like it. Yeah,
gosh.
I like it.
He also sentenced. There was a young lady who failed to pay a cab driver, and he had her arrested. And he sentenced her to walk 30 miles.
He gave her a choice:
30 days in jail, or you walk 30 miles. And there were a couple of kids that vandalized a nativity scene, and he got a donkey from the zoo, and he got the zoo to agree, and he made them march around town with a big sign that said, with the donkey, that said, sorry for the jackass offense.
I like this guy.
That's
like the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of old school.
And in this case with Chipotle, it's a different judge, but the idea, you know, is interesting. So judges don't really have, When someone is convicted of a felony, judges don't have this kind of discretion to do this kind of stuff. Very strict guidelines for felonies. But when it's a misdemeanor like this, sometimes they get creative. And as long as they don't run afoul of the Eighth Amendment and do something that would amount to cruel and unusual punishment, then the judge usually gets away with it. And so here, I don't think he specified that it had to be at a Chipotle. He just said, you need to work in fast food so you can have some empathy. So he's just requiring that she get a job in fast food. So she will be paid, I would think. And he wants her to be on the other end of, you know, having to work for people who act like her, you know, and create, you know, a sense of empathy. My worry would be, like one of you guys said, that if she's that volatile, that she'll be like throwing food on the customers or something when they
Yeah.
Her, you know.
So she's going to have to maintain this job.
She has to maintain that job, and it gets her a greatly reduced sentence. So I think he sentenced her to something like 90 days. It's 180 days. I'm sorry, 180 days. She was going to have to serve 90 of that. He was going to suspend half of it. But then he said he would reduce the time by 60 days if she would work for 2 months in fast food at least 20 hours a week. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, He doesn't have any kind of deal with Chipotle. She just has to go get a job. It could be at Burger King, wherever. Mm,
that's a win for her.
Mm. Well, yeah. Anything besides going to jail.
But she'll kind of have some empathy for what fast food workers go through, you know. But this lady, I don't know. You know, it's hard to teach empathy. And I don't know if you look at I posted the video. There was a video of it that was on Reddit. And it's hard to repost this stuff on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I put it on my Lanier Law Group Instagram. You may have to copy and paste it into your browser. But there's a whole video of it. And you see her screaming and flailing her arms at the employee. And I don't know what in the world. I mean, at this point, you know, with this lady, I would have given her some more sour cream or whatever it was she wanted. You know, like, because she's obviously very unhappy.
But that rewards it. It rewards the behavior. And listen to this, too.
I was also at Chipotle.
I don't mean after she threw it. Yeah. I don't mean after she threw it. Obviously, there was something wrong with her food. And whatever it was, the worker doesn't seem to want to fix it.
I've had that same problem at Chipotle.
Yes, but you're not going to throw a bowl at somebody's face. By the way,
I'm not going to throw a bowl. Not going to throw a bowl, but I mean, I don't know, and it's certainly not trying to justify her behavior, but she stands there for a long time yelling about her food. And you see, then she just goes crazy and, you know, throws it right in her face. I mean, it looks bad.
Yeah.
And then she's leaving, and her poor mother is with her. This woman's like, I don't know, probably in her late 30s or mid-30s, I don't know.
She's 39.
And she's got her mother with her. And it's just pitiful. You know, the mother's like, come on, what have you done? You know, like, what in the world? And then a guy who's videoing, lots of people are videoing, you see her kind of turn around and go back like she's going to go after the guy that's videoing.
It's a bad day for this woman.
She's a bad person. You know, I mean, she's just not, you don't throw a ball. And it's right in, you know, it's hot and it's right in the worker's face.
No, that's dangerous.
And, yeah.
Also, the thing that does not sit well with me along with the throwing of the food is the fact that this woman who threw it is 39 years old and she threw it into the face of a 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come on.
They got to at least be 18.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, here's this person, probably their first job.
Right.
You know? And
that's scarring.
It, that is
literally
a very scarring.
And emotionally.
You're assaulted with hot food.
Yeah.
I just, it's,
with
it,
hot food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I was at a Chipotle the other day. I told the story, but like there's a gentleman ordering his food and they ran out of cheese. It's a good thing to run out of. And he's like, okay, can you just put queso on there? That'll be $2 more.
No, that's
and he goes, well, no, you don't have cheese. And he was like really polite. Well, you don't have cheese and that's the only cheese. And that's an upcharge, sir. And he's like, no but you don't,
he said, you're missing the cheese.
He said, you're missing the point. You're missing the cheese. So I just want, and they refused to do it. So if he like threw like a burrito against the wall at them, I would have understood it. So he just said, forget it.
I guarantee you it was about something like that because they are so strict about their upcharges about the guacamole, the sour cream, and the queso. I guarantee you it was something like that about this lady's food.
But you have to use your brain.
Use your brain.
As an employee, you have to say, we don't have what they're asking for. Let's replace it.
Yeah, you're not going to get fired because you put a little queso on the burrito or the salad bowl.
Right.
And then I was just there this week because I keep going back because I love it. A different location.
I love it too.
And
it's
it said it opens at 10:45.
Oh.
And the door was locked. And there's a line forming.
What time were you there?
10:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually, I did a to-go order. And they see us out there in line. They don't say, we'll be open in a minute. Hey. They're just 10:55 to open it. They don't say sorry. And it's not to me, but to everyone that was waiting in line to go in. And I see somebody making the food. I'm like, oh, they're making my order. It was one of the workers making food. And he went and sat down and ate it himself.
Oh,
I was like, the balls. I kind of respect it. I'm like, seriously? No, I'm sorry. No, nothing.
That is in your face.
And I'm like, wow. And then the paying customers were just like, I guess we'll another 15 minutes for our food.
Guess so.
If it's so delicious, I'll be there again next week.
Wow, that's odd. Time, 10:45.
We have one near us that oftentimes, and they haven't done it, I don't think they've done it in the last few months, but way past COVID, you would show up there and there would be a handwritten sign on the door that says, and they're all in there. You see a bunch of employees in there, handwritten sign on the door that says, we're only taking online orders.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're in a hurry. So what they want you to go back to your car, open the app, do an online order, and then come in and get it. And I'm like, what is the damn difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
And
like,
Lisa.
Open the door, let me come order.
And Lisa, we are bonding over this very much. Because then another time I go in, and it was 2 years past COVID. No one's wearing masks anywhere. The mask mandates are gone everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the company has a rule. And so I had thrown my mask away months ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just ended. It'd been ended for a while. I go in there and I order in line. They start making it. And some lady comes from the back. Sir, you must have a mask. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I don't have a mask. And I said, do you have a mask? They're like, we're not giving out masks. We cannot complete your order. And I'm like,
it's already too late.
I said, they've already started
it.
They said, you can go outside and order on the app. I said, but are you going to bring it to my car? No, we're not bringing it to your car. You have to come back in. But you have to have a mask and come back in to get it from the table that's 1 foot away where I'm standing right now. I've already ordered it.
You're already in the building.
And they've already started it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got to go on Barbaritos, dude.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Change.
Maybe
maybe
your run with Chipotle is.
Yeah, man. Or can they go to like Chick-fil-A school?
I don't know.
Somebody needs to open a Chick-fil-A school.
They need to go. Right. They need to go to the Chick-fil-A, like, or the. Was like Burger King, have it your way. You know, we're here for you.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, you're the best, as always, and I'm glad we could bond over to Chipotle.
In a weird, weird way, it's made me want it.